Don't worry, Boo. People might stare, but it's strictly look but don't touch. It'd be pretty messed up if you asked me out on this little date and I entertained these thoughts trying to cop a feel of your boy, right? I mean, unless you've got a thing for watching me get used. If you wanted to put me on a leash and walk me around like a show dog, we could, really set things off. Well, maybe show pony might be a little more accurate. Mm-hmm. That's right, baby. I'm your stud. And if you keep squeezing on me, I don't know if this skirt's gonna leave much to the imagination. I didn't tell you to stop. I'm just letting you know that I might... I might be enjoying myself a little bit too much while we're waiting for Seth's slow ass. And then there's you. Do a little twirl for me, Boo. I want to get a good look at you. Shit. Yeah, you're a problem. You're fine as hell. Got me so distracted, I ain't even on the hunt to score as much candy as humanly possible. And that's like a pretty big fucking deal for me, you know? Oh, I still got a sweet tooth, but I got my mind on something else that tastes sweet. Uh-huh. You got that big-ass grin on your face. You got something in mind for tonight? Oh, a little trick-or-treat. I don't know exactly what that means, but the fact that you look like you've got a plan tells me I should be very excited. Wait, that's a leash. You had a leash on you this whole time? Yo, I mean, listen. I wear this collar for a reason. So I'm glad you picked up on the hints, but I didn't know you were gonna spring it on me. My leash comment was just wishful thinking. Fucking hell. Wish granted, I guess. So is that a trick or a treat? Or, a little bit of both? Hell yeah. Okay. Well now, if that ain't a hell of a sight. Sugar, you mentioned you had something special in mind for tonight, but... Putting that pretty boy of yours on a leash is a mighty fine idea. Oh, hell. Here comes Big Tex. You look like a damn goofball. Sugar, your pet seems real mouthy. No being mean to Seth. All right. If you say so, boss. Oh, boss. What a cute little name your pet has for you, sugar. And this is all your idea? Hoo-wee! You know, when I met you, I thought you were just a big softy. Then you came stomping up to my campsite and showed a lot of guts. But taming this wild horse you got on that leash, that's impressive. Hey, I'm right here, you know. Shh, the people are talking.
Sugar, take a look at that.
Oh, Alphonse, you really are enjoying this.
Oh, whoa, whoa, hey, I already warned you that if you kept this up, I'd have a hard time.
Oh, you're having a hard time, all right. Poor thing. Look at him, all riled up and forced to keep his tendencies in check. Oh, you've been real busy lately, too. I know how you get when you dress up all pretty. That's right, sugar. This one here can be a real naughty boy when he gets into a mood. And from the look of things, he does seem to be in a mood.
Ugh, boss. He's talking a lot of shit for a guy who cries at the drop of a hat. Do I have permission to kick his ass? Well, what about, like, a duel or something? Homeboy looks like, you know, it's all high noon and shit, but I bet he couldn't shoot straight to save his life.
Now, you know damn well I haven't shot straight in a long time. Oh, don't worry, sugar. He's just feeling vulnerable. Al always liked to give off that I'm a big bad top and no one can make me a whimpery, begging, needy little whore vibe, but it's all right. You're among friends. Relax. We won't tell anybody.
Oh, so, is this what you meant by trick-or-treat, boo? Or, boss? I ain't complaining, obviously. I mean, it's kind of hard to hide how much I'm enjoying this.
Speaking of, sugar, what exactly did you have in mind? I thought we were going to a party, but this seems like you had other plans.
I mean, well, I went full cowboy because I figured it'd be funny, since people sure do act like having the slightest amount of twang means you're ready to giddy up and herd cattle or something. But, if I'm being honest, I do think I look half decent with the chaps and the hat and such. But I'm wondering, what do y'all think?
Me? You want me to answer, boss?
Well, I mean, Seth has always looked good in denim, yeah. Walking in here with a saddle is a bit much, since he's the one that typically gets taken for a ride. Or, at least that's the word on the street.
Oh, he's still got a mouth on him, huh?
Oh. What? You think you're going to do something about that, darling? What, like a gag or a bunch of candy? A sucker? Well, I think we got ring pops or blow pops or, boss. What are you suggesting?
Seth, you think he should, I should,
okay. Well, goddamn, sugar. That is certainly an idea. You want me to help break this stallion you've got here?
Oh, I reckon I could lend my talents. Shutting this punk up would be a whole lot of fun. You know, he used to call me his favorite jawbreaker.
Yo, Eddie, you ain't gotta say all that. It's already embarrassing enough.
Oh, you want me on my knees, boss?
You got it.
You two better take good care of me.
Oh, don't worry, Alphonse. I think me and Sugar here know exactly how to take care of you.